It's supper time at a migrant shelter in Tijuana, Mexico. And both space and food for everyone is limited. The shelter's director says there's been a significant increase in the number of families arriving, and she's been forced to turn many away.
It's very painful to see women with children arriving at our doors asking for shelter.
Large influxes of migrants stretching the limits of the services shelters can provide is not a new phenomenon here. But the COVID-19 pandemic has made things more complicated. For more than a year, the UN International Organization for Migration has been using a hotel in downtown Tijuana as temporary housing and to quarantine new arrivals. But it wants the U.S. and Mexico to do more to help.
Those shelters that are able to receive families are overcrowded right now. They're over 100% in capacity. A lot of them have three or four spaces, but the families are still coming.
The U.S. asylum process has been at a virtual standstill since the start of the pandemic, leaving hundreds of migrants stranded.
As conditions at migrant shelters in Tijuana become more overcrowded, many who can't find a place to stay have ended up here, a makeshift migrant camp right on Mexico's border with the United States.
But space has also run out, and local authorities have fenced off the area. The sound of children practicing the violin breaks through the clatter. The parents of this aspiring musician tell us they've been here for more than 2 months, but say returning to their home in southern Mexico, where they face gang violence and extortion, is not an option.
Being here is difficult. We're not here because we want to be. Who would want to live like this?
Further complicating the matter is the re-implementation of a U.S. policy known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, or MPP, which forces asylum seekers to return to Mexico while their cases are processed. With MPP scheduled to be reinstated in more cities along the border, it's feared overcrowded conditions at shelters and migrant camps will only get worse. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Tijuana, Mexico.